End-stage kidney disease or end-stage renal failure. It sounds final, and in some ways, it is. In order to find out more about this disease, we first need to know the functions of these bean-shaped organs, or kidneys.
The kidneys help to clear the toxins from the body. Next, the kidney organizes the water balance of the body. Third thing the kidney does is it organizes the electrolyte balance.
Urologist and founding member of the Kidney Support Foundation of Jamaica, Professor Lawson Douglas. So, from the professor's explanation of the kidney's functions, we can conclude that these organs are extremely important to our health. But if you need further convincing, here's what would happen if our kidneys stopped working.
When the kidney fails, the toxins accumulate and the body tries to excrete them through the skin, so we itch, through the bowels, we have gastrointestinal upsets, and eventually they accumulate and affect the brain, so we get drowsy, sleepy, and die. When the kidneys have failed, this electrolyte accumulates and the muscles don't work properly. And as the main muscle is the heart will stop.
Two of the main lifestyle illnesses affecting Jamaicans, hypertension or high blood pressure, and diabetes or sugar, if not managed properly, often lead to kidney failure. So if you're hypertensive or diabetic, ensure you see your doctor regularly and take all steps to manage the illness. If you're free from these two medical conditions, you should still get regular checkups and strive to maintain good health.
Drink lots of water, exercise, and see your doctor at regular intervals. He will check you for hypertension. If you go into kidney disease, one of the things that happens is that your blood pressure goes up. And if your pressure is up, he'll check your urine, see if you have any albumin in the urine. If there's albumin associated with high blood pressure, he'll run other checks on you to make sure that you're not in some sort of early kidney disease.
There's no cure for kidney disease. A diagnosis of end-stage renal disease can be reversed through a kidney transplant. Failing that, it's hemodialysis treatment for life.
Hemodialysis is what you call the artificial kidney. You're put on, actually should be on, three times a week. Each time you go on for 4 hours. And it would clean out the toxins, regulate the water balance, regulate the electrolytes. Has an arterial limb, your blood flows through the machine, gets cleansed, and comes back to you.
In the public health system, patients with end-stage kidney disease receive treatment at 5 hemodialysis units across the island. These are located at the Kingston Public, Cornwall Regional, Mandeville and Spanish Town Hospitals, as well as at the University Hospital of the West Indies. In the public system, patients receive treatment twice per week due to the large number of persons requiring the service. Professor Douglas says there are about 500 patients being dialyzed in the public health system. This is far less than the number of persons on the island with end-stage kidney disease, and the number is increasing.
This is not even touching the tip of the iceberg. We have 900 new patients every year. So unless one of the patients on dialysis dies or is transplanted, no space opens up to take on another patient.
Coupled with this issue of a lack of space is the fact that hemodialysis treatment is expensive. These are two of the reasons the Kidney Support Foundation of Jamaica, a non-profit, non-government organization, is working to raise not only awareness about kidney disease, but also funds to support the government's efforts to provide treatment.
We have pushed for the building of new units. Years ago, we had just KPH alone as a government unit. We are aiming to get a hemodialysis unit put up in every major town in Jamaica. You can imagine somebody with kidney disease, which makes you sick, and you have to travel 80, 90 miles twice a week to be dialyzed. It's just not fair. So we aim to keep working, continue working, all for the betterment of people with end-stage renal disease.
Urologist and founding member of the Kidney Support Foundation of Jamaica, Professor Lawson Douglas. You can also help to make life better for persons with end-stage renal disease. Support the Kidney Foundation of Jamaica 5K Health Run Walk, Sunday, September 21, starting at the Police Officers Club in St. Andrew. Call 322-2905 for registration details. Better kidney health for better performance.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.